producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stuff up. People know that. Occasionally I make a mistake. I told you it would take 12 weeks to get more DNA for us because we got to buy some of the stuff from Mitsubishi and others. And then the FDA is involved and it's like $12,000 a kilo. And these really are superior products. We bought most of the Oxy powder, which is his flagship product at the Global Healing Center. So at the rate it's selling, it may all sell out, but then he can probably make it quicker, but it could be out for a few weeks. So if you want your Oxy powder, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's what's great about my listeners knowing that I tell the truth and I mean what I'm saying. I just wear the truth on my sleeve. We're funding our operation, selling high-quality products that are revolutionary so that people keep buying them and want more to fund us telling the truth. I mean, it's real simple. I don't sell something I don't use. I would never sell this. You've been trying to get me to for 2 years because I'm like, oxygen pills in my gut? It sounded weird, and I'm ignorant. I admit it. You were right. It's the best product you've got. And hell, when you lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks and people are like, what's going on? I mean, it's amazing.
I know.
I didn't mean to go off on a jag. I wanted to get into Tesla.
I walked in today, and since the last time I was in the studio, probably about a month ago, and I was like, oh, my gosh, look how much weight you've lost.
Yeah, I mean, I got to take the shirt off because, I got a big torso, so I sit down. There's still a little bit of a belly, but standing up, it's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gone.
You look great.
I mean,
you look great.
I mean, it's just, as soon as I lose more weight, it's just amazing.
Here's the thing. With Oxy powder, you see results. And go on, you can look online. There's thousands and thousands of reviews out there. You start noticing a difference the next day.
And I was a total fat ass just a year ago.
And you weren't.
Wait till I take my clothes off, man. It's just like, anyways.
Yeah, you'll be ripped solid. I mean, it's amazing what happens when you get rid of all that junk in your gut. I mean, the thing is, you can take this tonight. And I recommend people take it at night before they go to bed. So they're laying down slowly. It's chewing through all that stuff. They get up in the morning. They have a few bowel movements. All of it comes out. And you're energized in the morning when you wake up.
I am energized.
Actually, get out of bed.
I worked out for almost 2 hours this morning, even though I had important stuff to do. An hour and 45. Usually an hour is grueling. I just wanted to do more.
That's the extra oxygen that's going into your system. It's amazing. I mean, you feel stronger. You're energized. You sleep better at night. And you just, in the morning, it's just like, woof, you flush everything out of there.
The guys have said the last 2 weeks that I have more clarity on air. Guys, have you not been saying that? He's turning his mic
every
on.
Day.
He didn't even know he's coming. I mean, it's really working.
It is amazing.
But it's the fusion of the iodine and everything.
It's everything. This product, Oxy Powder, for example, has actually gone through phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. FDA approved clinical trials for constipation and irritable bowel syndrome. People are suffering from gas. Bloating. How many women do you know and guys out there that are just have excess?
This could end up, I know you've had this for decades and you perfected it, but this could end up being bigger than probiotics that I know you endorse.
Yeah, no, this is huge. I mean, this is like if you have a solution to, if you can address that and attack the root cause of all disease, which is the intestinal lining, all the other stuff is great, but this actually works on preventing all of the stuff that causes disease and symptoms from entering your body and keeps the most important system in your body. The intestines are the biggest endocrine gland. You know, they regulate serotonin. When you're stressed out, you know, it affects the intestines. Everything in your body starts from the intestinal tract. If you can keep it clean a couple times a week, increase the oxygen content into your intestines, drink more water.
Well, we know cancer doesn't like oxygen.
We know cancer doesn't like that. It's an anaerobic cell line. So when you it'd be interesting to see. I've never heard a report from anybody, and we've had people taking this product for close to 20 years. I've never had a report of anybody developing colon cancer while on this product. I've never, ever had that happen. Now, I'm not saying and making any claims, but But if you keep your intestines, that's the best way to prevent anything.
You mean 2 + 2 = 4?
Pretty much.
That's kind of racist.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here in a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, but like any other, until I kiss you.
Working as hard as I can on the syndicated broadcast, radio/TV, to work in as many of the nightly news reports as we can into the show. Now, about half the time, we end up airing these reports minutes after they're done on this radio show first. So a lot of it you will hear or see here first, about half of it, but a lot of it ends up going out on the nightly news. Tomorrow, I will do an entire fourth hour of radio/TV, but the fourth hour will be in the new studio. So I'll do 3 hours in here, and then for those that like a train wreck, I don't think that's going to happen, but the guys are nervous, we're going to go over in the new studio and tweak audio and some other stuff, because we've done the news out of there for a while, but it's different, you know, doing a 30-minute show. Most of it's taped to air. Sometimes we go live afterwards, like when there's key news stories. We do a lot of live stuff out of there, but it's still different to some degree. I really don't think so. So tomorrow, fourth hour, the entire fourth hour of Overdrive in the new studio. And we're very close to firing up some satellite feeds and making some big announcements. I've gotten behind with a lot of family issues that have been going on the last year. Let me tell you, when it rains, it pours. All hell, excuse my French, has been breaking loose in my family on multiple fronts. And thank God that's cleared up and got better. Deaths in the family, illnesses, you name it, it's been going on. Cats and dogs, you know, raining from the sky, to quote Ghostbusters. Wrath of God type of stuff, I'm joking. Actually, best of times, worst of times. We've never been more blessed. There's been just great, wondrous things of prosperity and providence happening. But for everything, there's a season. There's also been some bad stuff, so I appreciate all your prayers. That's why we're behind 6 months or more on a lot of initiatives around here. Obama deception, too, that's about a year behind. But it doesn't matter. We're trying as best we can. We're trying as best we can to bring you teleprompter-free real news. One reason mainstream news is so controlled is the corporate execs want to be able to dominate outcomes and not have any liability. So centrally, stuff is written by a handful of folks, like CBS Broadcast Center until about 5 years ago, did most of the news for Fox, CNN, ABC, and NBC. You can look this up. And they would... They had thousands of writers and propagandists, and the CIA was there. And CBS would then prepare even the news packages for most of the other local stations that weren't even CBS affiliates. And so that's why I would see a CBS news piece saying, mercury is good for your children, and I locally. And then I would see ABC with the exact same words in the exact same order nationally. And then I would tune to Fox locally. I did reports on this at the time and show how it was the exact same words, exact same time. It's not just the big three networks. People kept saying it's the same stories in the same order with the same advertisers, because it literally has been one conglomerate for a long time. Now, CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan doesn't run at all now. It's complex, but it's also simple. It makes your head spin, folks, when you know how things really work. Imagine being me in 2004. And I'm back then, when I was at home, I would tape the news, and then I would go to the radio studio that was just like four or five people at the time, and I would say, grab it off VHS, it's here, and then we would play it. A lot of times it was quicker to dump to a tape deck than to a CD or a computer. The computers would lock up and stuff, even with audio. And then we grab a clip off CBS, and then we'd play it where they were saying, mercury's good for your kids. And then I'd go do my access show. This is in 2004. And I would pop in the VHS a lot of times in the control room myself and go, look, they're saying mercury's good. And I'd hit the button and play it. Those clips are on YouTube today with hundreds of thousands of views. Just a testament to me in an Access TV studio in 2004. I mean, we were already on probably 70-something affiliates in 2004. I had a big radio footprint. I just hadn't learned yet how to make money to be able to hire reporters and get more professional. In fact, I wanted to stay small. I wanted to not have to hire more than five or six people. I didn't like making money. I didn't run ads on my website. I would plug my videos a few times a day to try to sell films. And then I did PrisonPlanet.tv in like 2002 or so to get some members so I could buy cameras and have money to send a reporter on a trip, that reporter being me. And then I realized the government's coming after me. The mainstream media's coming after me. I'm reaching millions of people. I'm a leader. I have a responsibility to be on air. I have a responsibility to try to be reaching people and to try to get big, because little fish get eaten by big fish. And we now are pretty good-sized fish. We need to get a lot bigger, folks, because we're going up against the big sharks. But we got God on our side and hope and a prayer, and that'll get you pretty far in this world if you're doing the right thing. And the reason I bring that up, I didn't even mean to bring that up, was I noticed the COINTELPRO on YouTube and everywhere else says, how dare Alex Jones sell a book or a video or a pro-gun t-shirt? How dare you sell something? When the globalists take your tax money, give it to NPR, give it to MSNBC, and then sell anti-gun, anti-liberty stuff. I am proud to make money. I am proud to hire people. I am proud to expand. I am proud to reach more people. I am proud to be successful. It shows how screwed up it is to say, if you have a business, you didn't build it. First and foremost, we're a mission to reach people and tell the truth and fight tyranny. But we obviously have to be a business to support ourselves. But I think about myself in 2001, 2002, literally having a business plan to not make money and being upset when we had extra money because it meant that I had to expand the operation until I went, wait a minute, that's mind control. I want to build up to 300 people. I want to have a billion viewers. I want to win. What a mind game. So I used to sit here and attack the police almost every show because I was playing into the mind control. Yeah, the police have been given bad training, programming, federalized, globalized. So then when they act bad, the feds come in as the saviors and take them over. The mainstream media shows all the bad cop stuff to then create an us-against-them mentality so they can basically have a soft civil war in this country and drive the cops into the hands of the globalists. It's not that I don't get mad at bad cops or criminals that are cops or things, and we try to change it. But you don't change it just hating the police. And I'm not preaching at people. I didn't know that till about 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. I'm learning. And that's what I'm saying. Fighting tyranny is a process. InfoWars is a media laboratory of what would happen if people tried to promote freedom and tell the truth. What would happen if we were aggressive about it? What would happen if we were open about it? What would happen? This is it. This is it. What you're seeing, this is it. We built it. They came. We're not perfect. We got a lot of problems. But we are the model of the next level. And if other people out there get off the establishment reservation that's sinking anyways, we can save this culture and this society. So I want to work in more of the reports here on air as a fusion of information. Let's play Jakari Jackson's short report. I mean, there's upwards of 7 or 8 of these reports a night in the nightly news. It's so much better than the radio show in so many ways, but this is better in other ways as well. It's 6-1-1, half a dozen the other. Then we'll come back with a report that David Knight filed that's really important, and then another Jakari Jackson report. Let's go to Jakari's chapstick.
Well, have you talked to the school nurse?
No, she doesn't know anything.
Will you just come get me?
No.
Well, will you do me a favor then?
What?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from the school nurse. I know she has like 5 sticks in her drawer.
I'm not going to use
hers, you sicko.
See ya.
Oh, idiot.
As bizarre as that scene was, a similar event has now actually taken place. In Virginia, an 11-year-old was told that she couldn't have chapstick without a doctor's note. And even if she did produce the prescription, the nurse would have to apply it for her. It seems that zero tolerance also applies to common sense. And let us not forget the case of the infamous Pop-Tart gun, where a boy in Maryland was suspended after eating his pastry the wrong way. A school staffer claims that the boy used the gun to imitate a gun sound. And so what if he did? But there is hope, though. 6th graders in Arkansas were given the task of deciding which of our God-given rights the government should allow us to have.
That's right.
So if I lose my right to bear arms, hopefully I'll gain my right to bear lip balm. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
And that's just the type of little news giblets where we take incredible news that's happening and point out the rest of the story. Zero tolerance is about total mindlessness. It's about shutting down real debate. Oh, you can't have Luden's cough drops even though they're just candy. Oh, you can't have chapstick. It's a drug. No, it's not. It's over the counter. It's not even a drug. It's cream. It's about turning our kids into prisoners and raising the bar so high that they're all basically criminals. Suspending kids that are seen playing with Nerf guns in their yard from school. That's not zero tolerance. That's a school out of control. That's a cult trying to henpeck everyone into submission. And also what we do at InfoWars Nightly News is we hijack memes. That spider dog got like 50 million views or whatever. We hijacked it, put out two reports, and got about 150,000 views just on YouTube alone. And that's just one quick thing we did. So I'm trying to teach alternative media out there how you can do it. You can grab the mindless fluff that doesn't matter, hijack it, and then add real news about real spider goats to it to educate people.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now. Only at GCNLive.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some hell of a mind and brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and in their vehicle.
Scott Kenna.
We'll bring it back no matter what.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. All right, let me play a few more. There's literally dozens of these in the last few days that are on the nightly news here, 7 o'clock Central. And then Colonel Schaefer with the inside intel. And I trust whatever he says. It's proven accurate over the years so many times. From 9/11 to Benghazi, he's going to be joining us. And it takes some work to get him on because they tell him not to come on. And I'm just going to leave it at that. He gets chewed out pretty good. But he cares about getting the truth out, so we appreciate him coming on. Let's go ahead and go to this clip from David Knight. This has been going on a while, but now it's openly going on. Turning the fire department into Homeland Security federalized snitches to spy on government, not just people's houses when they're in them. And I can think of no government agency better than the fire department on average. Better people, more patriotic, just the firefighters I know, just, I don't know, for whatever reason, are always the best people in the world. I just love firefighters. My experiences personally. True public servants, now they're being turned into feds. Who aren't even feds. The globalists run the feds. This is so horrible. It's like the thing. You know, our precious firefighters are being turned into these globalist creatures. Here is David Knight's report.
InfoWars has received a curious job posting showing that the Houston Fire Department has a classified position with Homeland Security or police background preferred. Remember, this is a fire department looking for Homeland Security or police background. The position will require analytic ability and inductive thinking to address unusual or complex situations. And this secret policeman inside the fire department will require diplomacy to persuade prominent persons like community leaders, business leaders, and government officials. Earlier this summer, the Pentagon killed a 60-year program supplying surplus military equipment to rural and small-town fire departments, setting off a firestorm of controversy. The program was eventually restored, but at the same time they killed surplus equipment for fighting fires, they were lavishing equipment on police departments to fight citizens. But now the feds are currying favor with fire departments, giving them equipment like rugged laptops, and making sure the firemen know who their sugar daddy is, Homeland Security. And they've created a classified position to influence, persuade, perhaps say something if they see something in the fire department or in the community. After all, who would think that a fireman would be a spy for DHS? But in Stasi America, Fed spies and propagandists are everywhere. Homeland Security, deconstructing America through bribery, influence, and spying since 2002.
That's it. It's a foreign outside globalist takeover. It is meant to be the coup d'etat, Vichy French style against America. Here's Ja'Kari Jackson's report on the spider dog. No, that's not real. It's a dog in a costume, but this is.
Obviously, that was a dog wearing a costume. But there are real examples of genetic splicing. And while there may not be any actual spider dogs, at least none that I'm aware of, there are, in fact, spider goats.
And so these, right, kids have the genes for a spider in them.
Yes.
It's insane. And where does the spider silk actually come from? I mean, where do you get it?
Well, it was designed so it comes in the milk.
They look like such normal goats, but in fact, they're totally unique and bizarre. I mean, this is
That's
bizarre.
In New York, by the way.
I guess I would not say it's bizarre.
The goats milk out a super strong silk that can be used for body armor as well as other things. And if that wasn't enough, how about a glow-in-the-dark pet? Jellyfish genes have been injected into cats and other animals to give them their distinctive look. And to round things out, trout have been genetically modified to have six-pack abs. Scientists achieved this by switching off a gene that normally stunts muscle growth. So whether it's a bodybuilder fish or some other type of scientific anomaly, I don't want anything that man's been playing God with to end up on my dinner plate. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
That's Ja'Kari Jackson. We call him Mr. Viral Video around here, kicking butt. See, we take some mindless thing that doesn't matter and then educate people about GMO, genetic engineering that's going on. And by the way, they can make a cat glow in the dark. You can buy them right now. You can buy them. Here in the U.S., they're from China. But then it switches on a bunch of other genes and causes all sorts of problems. I mean, humans are going to destroy ourselves. I'm telling you, this is getting crazy. Look at how Ebola's mutated. We're going to talk to Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer straight ahead to get his inside take on ISIS and the president's speech coming up tonight. We'll look back at Benghazi and more straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
By the way, I don't usually think when lines keep dropping that it's a conspiracy, but when somebody like Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer's coming on, this stuff starts happening. Because believe me, they don't like him coming on this show. Talking about Benghazi, any of it. I mean, our guest gets subpoenaed by the Justice Department, you name it, on Benghazi. I mean, they are listening right now. So he may not even be able to be on today. We'll see. We keep trying. It's busy. He gets on. It disconnects. So we'll see what happens with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer here today on the broadcast. Speaking of what's happening right now with President Obama set to speak tonight, announcing reportedly expanded military operations against ISIS that's been openly armed by NATO and others, and with Benghazi weapons, that has now been admitted to even by top generals on Fox News. Obama is set to ignore Congress and announce the serious strikes tonight. Congress has been trying to consult with him so they can be part of the decision. And I tell you, I won't cry myself to sleep at night if ISIS gets bombed. The question is, Congress is supposed to be in charge of this, then the president execute. He is not consulting Congress. this article out September 10th. President Barack Obama is set to ignore Congress once again by launching military strikes inside Syria without consulting lawmakers, a move that threatens to inflame the entire region, given that Assad government has repeatedly insisted it will consider any military activity inside Syrian territory as an act of war. Yeah, I mean, this will set the precedent for U.S. aircraft to be bombing inside Syria, who our government a year ago was trying to overthrow, so that the coalition of radicals, 60+% being Al-Qaeda affiliated, that's even the Pentagon's admission, could take the country over and blow up every church they found. It just doesn't hold water. It's bizarre. And it isn't bomb ISIS in Iraq, more than a few bombings a day that looks like it's just for show, like Clinton blowing up the Nigerian aspirin factory when he got caught lying about Monica Lewinsky. It really reeks of wag the dog type stuff, what's happening in Iraq. This will probably be on top of the presidential headquarters. They'll claim Al-Qaeda's in there or something. Really amazing. I wanted to get Tony Schaefer's take on it. We'll see if that happens. President Obama is prepared to use U.S. military airstrikes in Syria as part of an expanded campaign to defeat the Islamic State, and does not believe he needs former congressional approval to take that action, according to people who have spoken with the president in recent days. And you got different Republican leaders coming out and saying they agree with that. Obama is set to deliver a primetime speech tonight, during which he will make the case for U.S. airstrikes inside Syria in the name of targeting ISIS militants. Is he going to bomb them on 9/11? Is this all wag the dog from Benghazi revelations that are coming out? I think undoubtedly it is wag the dog, but wag the dog away from what? What are they trying to distract and divert away from right now? And will there be this fabled terror attack that we are being told is coming inside of the United States on or before 9/11? I know this, there better not be any terror attacks, because this government's going to be held responsible, at least by the public, I think, for having wide open borders while all this goes on and giving them the Stinger missiles. Guys, relax. If you can't get him, it's no big deal. We'll get him tomorrow or something. Appreciate you trying so hard. I see you guys stressed out. I know the audience wants to hear from him, but it's not that big of a deal. Oh, perfect. As soon as fantastic. Now, again, a lot of things have been happening over in the Middle East. It's a fluid and complex situation. But I know this. Al-Qaeda was supposedly defeated pretty much a few years ago, and now we're told the son of Al-Qaeda, IS or ISIS, is taking over the whole planet. They're going into Africa. They're going to the Middle East. They're going into India. They're showing up in the Far East. They're supposedly in Mexico. Is that true? And what is NATO's real policy when they help fund this very group to attack Syria in the last 2 years? I know that he's been critical of what's been happening in Syria, backing these rebels. We have Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on, who is also a best-selling author. He's the guy that testified in Congress about Stratus Ivy. The Last Line is his latest book. He's written nonfiction, but The Last Line is fiction, so I guess he can get more stuff in there and not have it censored. And it just went into paperback. Again, it is a New York Times bestseller and has 4.5 stars on Amazon. And I've read the book. It's excellent. Just throwing that out there. Colonel Schaefer, thank you so much for coming on with us today. We've obviously got a lot of questions for you.
Sure, Alex. Great to be on. Thank you for having me.
Where should we start? The president's coming up tonight claiming he's going to strike ISIS inside Syria. What happens if Syria gets upset about that? They said they'll consider it an act of war. I thought we were backing these very rebels in Syria. What's happening?
Well, we were. I mean, that's the grand irony here. And one of the things I'm hearing, Alex, is going to be, I think, troubling to your audience and to you and me both, is the fact that he's going to ask for like $500 million to fund these so-called militia. And so I'm calling it the Guarantee of Adversary Act of 2014. So we will guarantee to have enemies trying to kill us for the next 10 years based on the fact we'll be funded. That's how insane this legislation is. Because if you like what happened in Libya, that's what he's trying to do. And so I have no confidence at all of what he's going to talk about tonight. As a matter of fact, I literally just left the Capitol Hill where we've been meeting with members and staff and had a conference on an alternate strategy we're trying to put forth that we're going to make it public. We're not going to hide our intentions to try to get some sunlight shined on this. But to your point in the opening, Alex, the very people that that are now what the president's going to talk about trying to kill and roll back are the ones that had he gone about conducting the airstrikes, destabilizing the Assad regime last summer. Had we done that, they would now be in charge of all of Syria, and they would have had not only the army they've stolen from Iraq, they would have had pretty much the whole Syrian army, which is not an unformidable force.
Well, we're even hearing from the family members of one of the journalists who reportedly had his head sawed off by these crazies that it's the so-called good rebels in Syria that sold him to ISIS. And I've seen Pentagon numbers of 65% of the jihadis there in Syria are al-Qaeda or ISIS linked. What's the numbers you've got?
The numbers are higher than that, and I don't want to get into it because I've been told exactly what they think they are, and I have to stay away from that. But let me just tell you they're higher. And this is the concern that you and your audience, I think, really need to internalize here, is that funding these guys fundamentally may well help destabilize Assad, but when they're done with Assad, they're coming back towards us. There is no good to be had from funding these militia. And as you point out, Alex, rightfully, that these so-called allies, these guys that we were working with, sold the journalist, one of the American journalists, into ISIS for purposes of their own making. So there are, let me be painfully clear here, there are no good radical Muslim militia. Anytime we fund something like that, it will come back to bite us. One of the policy points we just made to members in Congress here, Alex, is the fact we have invested in a workable military organization in the Middle East. These consist of militaries that we have helped shape, the Egyptian military, the Jordanian military. These are all militaries which we've invested in. They have sent officers to the military academies, to the war colleges. And for goodness sake, why would we not want to work with them, such as the Egyptians, who right now, by the way, Alex, are doing what we should have done in Libya. The Egyptian military is now trying to retake the cities we allowed al-Qaeda to take in Libya, and they're engaging in these very sort of militia in the Sinai Peninsula, trying to help the Israelis out. So, again, you know, we tend to actually do damage to the very allies we have, such as the Egyptians, and yet we fund these guys, and what we see here are again, the tragic results of journalists being beheaded. And I was in the meeting with the Syrians who have been displaced by ISIS. I was in a meeting with the Christians yesterday who were just and Alex, let me be clear here. They don't want to come here. They just want to have help regaining their 5,000-year-old cities who they've lived there in peace for thousands of years. They want them back. They don't want to come here. And yet somehow we have allowed for this ISIS to destabilize the region. And again, it's not like they're going to just take Assad out. They're going to try to establish their own state, and they're going to come here to kill us next.
All these years supposedly to take out al-Qaeda, being backed by Saudi Arabia and others, and now they've got hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions, right. And we're told, oh, just give more money to the non-radical group that's the minority, and as you said, are radical as well. This sounds like more covert funding of ISIS and maybe a payoff to get them to stop attacking Iraq and to go back after Assad. I mean, there's got to be some real policy here, or is some covert policy, or is this really total ineptitude? Because I remember you here years ago when Benghazi took place on 9/11 saying it was an arms deal to get weapons to al-Qaeda. We just call them ISIS now. So give us the inside scoop.
The policy is one that's been heavily influenced by, I believe, what is the issue we should have been dealing with the past 12 years, Alex, which is something called the Muslim Brotherhood. As much as I think a lot of folks have been made to think that they are a moderate organization, I met with General Al-Tahimi. General Al-Tahimi is the chief of intelligence for the Egyptian nation. He is a mentor of now President Al-Sisi. And during my meeting with him, Alex, we spoke about a number of things. And one of those things is the Muslim Brotherhood. There are clear and concise reasons, Alex, that the Egyptians outlawed the Brotherhood. The Brotherhood have been the reason that while we have met Al-Qaeda and defeated them in every tactical engagement for the past 12 years, anytime we have to fight them, we win. The reason that Al-Qaeda has not been defeated is because you have the Brotherhood, who is essentially the feeding organization. They're the ones who are behind the scenes helping fund Al-Qaeda, all along pretending to be a quote-unquote moderate organization. An organization, by the way, that is closely aligned to an organization called CARE, right here in the United States. The Holy Land Foundation was members of the Holy Land Foundation were convicted because of their links to the Brotherhood. The same Holy Land Foundation had members of CARE who were unindicted co-conspirators. So right there is all you need to know is that the fact.
Well, let me expand on that.
Yeah.
The monster growing the Al-Qaeda and ISIS heads is the Muslim Brotherhood, Saudi Arabia, and others. And so every time you cut a head off, five more grow back.
Correct.
And then now, why would President Obama and NATO, because I know there's an internal fight going on, and it really made the military mad here in the U.S. That's right. Why we got so much intel on what really happened from you and others. Bottom line, how did they think they'd get away with giving 15,000 MPADs to Al-Qaeda and to other jihadis? How do they think when they're running around, Reuters is now reporting, and so is the Washington Post, that yes, they have U.S. M-16s, yes, they have U.S. anti-tank weapons, yes, they have U.S. anti-aircraft weapons, and they're trying to claim, oh, they got them from the other Syrian rebels. Who is guilty for this in Washington? I know that's a dangerous thing to talk about, but I know that's what you are discussing behind closed doors. Who's to blame?
Well, the administration, this is bad policy. This is a combination of the National Security Council under Susan Rice, Alex, is the equivalent of 8-year-olds running around in Brooks Brothers outfits.
Oh, sorry.
Seriously. Sorry. They have no clue. And then you have a radical ideology that, gee, maybe the United States ought to be taken down a few notches, and maybe if we just treat people better, they'll understand us. Maybe if we talk to them nicer and show that we understand, that they'll be nicer to us. That is the thinking here, believe it or not. And what that translates into is hugely bad policy. You cannot believe, Alex, some of the nonsense I hear that comes out of the National Security Council.
Well, when I see Susan Rice speak, I'm no military person, but I study military news every day. They talk like buffoons. A private in the Army would know more than these women do. I mean, and they're in charge of all this. Sorry.
Well, correct. Yeah, so that's what we're dealing with, Alex, is that we don't have any adults in the room actually doing anything. And as much as I'd like to believe that they're going to figure out a policy going forward, I have no confidence tonight that this policy that President Obama is going to announce will actually do anything to deal with the Islamic State or ISIS, whatever you want to call it, in any substantial way. Because, Alex, fundamentally, they've been supporting the very underpinnings of the whole network. It's not simply about ISIS. It's about Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. It's about Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. It's about Ansar Sharia. It's a network, Alex, that sprung up from the fact that we never got to the root cause of this, which is Muslim Brotherhood.
I just don't see how a president is going to get up on television and claim he's going to run some airstrikes against ISIS and then arm the other Syrian rebels who've been fighting side by side with them to then displace ISIS. I mean, from the perspective of Assad, he can't trust what Obama's saying. What happens if Assad starts shooting surface-to-air missiles at the U.S. aircraft that go in there for these strikes?
Well, that's going to be an interesting dilemma because backing up Assad is both Hezbollah, which is the other terrorist organization run by Iran, and our friend Vladimir Putin. And Alex, I don't know how closely you follow my Facebook postings. I know we're friends on there, but one of the things I've predicted is that if we don't act, you will see essentially a form of the Warsaw Pact establish itself in the Middle East, and you will see Su-25 frogfoots, which is the equivalent of the A-10s, rolling in on combat missions in this area to defeat ISIS. So if we don't do it, you will see, once Putin's done with the Ukraine, and I don't want to get into that right now, but that's a whole other bag of worms. He's distracted right now. Putin is with Ukraine. Once that's done, I would predict that you'll see Putin actually using military force via Iran to back up Hezbollah and back up his ally Assad if we choose not to do anything against ISIS.
Well, could you blame, and I'm not, again, saying Russia's an angel, could you blame Russia because Al-Qaeda and ISIS is saying they're going to attack Russia next?
No. And people who understand the 80s will reflect on the fact that while we were getting our behinds kicked in Beirut, once the Russians once had some of their folks kidnapped by Hezbollah, and the Russians basically went back in and killed everybody and killed their families and said, you never touch us again or else we won't do the same tactics to you you do to us. And that stopped the Russian issue. The Hezbollah never touched the Russians after that again. Now they're essentially a form of ally. So, no, we have to understand, Alex, that even if we defeat ISIS, someone's going to defeat ISIS. There's going to be a power vacuum. And then that vacuum becomes the issue we have to look at, is what do we fill it with? And I've argued, and I met with, again, Yazidi Christians today who were talking about their plight. It's like, you know, they all believe that as much as ISIS is bad, you know, the better of two evils is Assad, because Assad wasn't out beheading people. And I think as much as it may pain the president to have to go back against his policy, we need to work with Assad on this, because otherwise we will see ISIS formulate its own nation, create safe havens, and I have no doubt that they already have at least reconnaissance folks here in the United States doing reconnaissance of targets for terrorist attacks.
I know you're not supposed to say, but from my sources, and I know you've got a lot higher level than I do, you're up there at the Capitol, that they have substantive groups here in the U.S., and that this could be a way to basically blackmail Obama, because Obama now knows if there's terror attacks, and Susan Rice and others help create this current group, that they're going to get the blame for it. Couldn't we have high-level blackmail already going on?
Oh, I'm seeing, Alex, the same basic patterns I saw right before 9/11 regarding our work, and you mentioned Stratus Ivy and Able Danger. I am seeing the same neglect, the same wishful thinking at the policy level, where, they may have cells here, but they won't really do anything to hurt us. That is what I'm hearing. And I think you have to believe, I don't know this for a fact, but you have to believe that there may be something like that going on, because what president, what policy-making body would ever allow known adversaries to act, to walk freely within our border, simply because they think that, if they leave us alone, we'll leave them alone. That was the naive thinking that resulted in the 9/11 attacks. And I'm telling you right now, it may not happen this 9/11, it may not happen the next 9/11, but we are literally allowing the conditions to be created, which are going to allow the next 9/11, which I would predict is going to be far more severe, far more catastrophic than the 9/11 attacks that have ever been.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is our guest, folks, and you can go to londoncenter.org, one of the think tank policy groups he's involved with. His site's down today because a lot of traffic, but it'll be back up soon, operationdarkheart.com. And you've got a bunch of big Facebooks. What's the main Facebook for people to visit?
Well, right now, I think, you and I talked about this last time when it first came out, and you mentioned it in the opening, the last line. And you were correct, sir, in that I can talk a lot more about stuff that actually goes on through fiction than I can and through the nonfiction, which you may be interested in. You know, Mark Zaid, my lawyer, and I are still fighting a First Amendment lawsuit against the government about the overarching redactions of information which was unclassified in the first book. But with that said, I would like people to kind of focus on the last line, because it deals with the idea of terrorist organizations using the southwest border to penetrate the United States. And so one of those things that, and I actually talked to Governor Rick Perry about this recently, you know, he's trying everything he can, I believe, to try to secure the border. I think those of us who have studied this and recognize the vulnerability understand that the southwest border, as much as kids coming across are a tug at our heart, Alex, the issue is not the kids. It's about the fact that other nefarious folks, drug cartels, terrorist groups are going to use the southwest border to get their people in here.
Sure. I mean, when does your novel come out? It's now gone like 6-8 months ago?
It's out. It came out a year ago in hardcover, but now it's out in paperback. And you know,
sure. But the point I'm getting at is, when I read the hardcover that came here, wow, time flies, a year ago before you came on, it was excellent. And I talked to you on air. I said, "This is real, isn't it?" You said, "Well, I can't say that, or they'll stop me, but they won't let me publish the real book." But yeah, this is it. Since then, what about the optics of literally opening the southern border wide open, busing anybody across that wants to come across? I've been critical of Rick Perry on a lot of issues, but they've indicted him for they're holding back money from a drunk, crazy person while he is covertly trying to secure the border. I have to commend him and the state police. He's actually trying to secure the border, and he's been indicted. I mean, it's almost like the Democrats are secretly allied with Al-Qaeda or something.
Well, this goes back to our conversation about the Brotherhood. Let me be very clear on this. The Muslim Brotherhood has penetrated every aspect of our governance, every aspect, Alex. They have influence in the media. They have influence on Capitol Hill. They have been able to go through in DOD, and basically the reason we can't call Islamic radicalism is because they have done this Orwellian thing. And I have a friend of mine who told me this, that the DOD was forced to remove all references to radical Islam because of Brotherhood influence over the FBI and DOD. This is not fiction. This is the way it is.
Well, that brings me to this point. I'm sure you saw the Fort Hood document came out last year. Fox News even picked it up where they said founding fathers wouldn't be welcome in today's army when George Washington founded the army. And then it went on, don't join evangelical groups for the Tea Party or you'll be disciplined. Since when can the army say what you can do in your private life if it's legal and lawful? So Homeland Security says their main mission now is gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, and that radical Islam isn't even on the list. I mean, that is so crazy that they flipped Homeland Security completely on to the American people with the backdrop of the IRS now trying to shut down Breitbart and arresting Dinesh D'Souza.
Right. You're correct. And this is, again, this has been their work behind the scenes. This has been a long-term, again, Alex, while we've been fighting Al-Qaeda in the battlefield and winning, these folks have been working behind the scenes to subvert all of the governance we hold dear. And, again, I hope your audience understands I'm not being overblown on this. Their influence is real. And, again, this is why General Al-Tohimi and now President Al-Sisi outlawed the Brotherhood in Egypt.
I know you're not supposed to get into this because you can get in trouble because of the commander-in-chief, but those same people were interviewed by WorldNet Daily and confirmed Obama's cousin Odinga, the prime minister down in Kenya, is making all this money and is reportedly sending hundreds of millions up there financing it, and Obama is directly involved.
Well, I don't know that for a fact, but let me tell you this little tidbit, Alex, that I think your audience needs to understand. Just a few days before I met with Al-Tohimi, General Al-Tohimi, the chief of Egyptian intelligence, John Brennan was there. John Brennan, our director of CIA. So one of the things that General Al-Tohimi brought up to me is that he had brought up to John Brennan their issue with the Muslim Brotherhood. And Al-Tohimi, the chief of their intelligence, asked John Brennan directly, why don't you help us attack the Brotherhood? Why don't you outlaw the Brotherhood just like we're about to do? And by the way, they have done it. And so Al-Tohimi didn't really tell us what Brennan said. So I asked him, I said, with all due respect, General, what did John Brennan say to you when you said that, you know, the Brotherhood's an enemy? What was his reply? He stiffened up, Alex, in his chair, looked at me sternly and said, John Brennan laughed in my face. Now think about that. Our director of CIA laughed at the chief of intelligence of Egypt because he was told that the Brotherhood is a threat. And that tells you
the Brotherhood was blowing up churches, crucifying people, attacking military bases, trying to blow up the Suez Canal last year that forced the military to go after them. When they got power, they had a reign of terror in Egypt.
That's correct. And so that tells you right there that John Brennan does not believe that the Brotherhood is a threat because he has been brainwashed by these so-called moderates who are really not.
Colonel Schaefer, we're out of time. I could do 5 minutes of overdrive, but you probably got to go. Can you stay 5 more minutes after this 1 minute break?
I can, yes.
Okay, because I want to know about anything else on Benghazi, because, I mean, I saw top general on Fox News admitting, yeah, we armed Al-Qaeda, it turned into ISIS. Yeah, Benghazi weapons got there. I saw Reuters admitting so much of what you talked about years ago. I want to see what you can tell us that isn't classified. And again, Colonel Schaefer is really important, folks, because he ran the entire black ops operation against Al-Qaeda and was ordered to stand down. Yeah, right before 9/11.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.